Go ahead.
Good evening, everyone. This is the regular meeting of the Derby Housing Authority, March 5th, 2026, 6:30. And I'd like to call the meeting to order at 6:30. Can I ask everyone to stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, please? I pledge
allegiance
to the
flag, of the United States of America. And to the Republic, for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Going to call roll, Robert Lisi.
Here.
Loretta Sexton.
Here.
Linda Fusco, I'm here as well, so we have a quorum. Any additions, deletions, or corrections to the agenda? I don't have any. Is Colleen on?
I am here.
Oh, okay. Very good. All right.
Linda,
so
might yes. that be an addition, what I spoke to Colleen about last week and what you and I spoke about us
okay.
getting, is that an addition or should we do it, you know?
We will make it an addition. So we'll put that under new business item C.
Yep.
Help in the office?
Yep.
Okay. Are there any other changes, deletions, corrections? If not, can I have a motion to accept the agenda as amended?
I'll make that motion to accept it.
I
thank
second.
You. I'll second. Oh, thank you, Loretta. Any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor? Aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. All right, we'll move down to the public portion. Is there anyone from the public who wishes to speak on items on the agenda? Is there anyone from the public who wishes to speak?
No.
All right, last time, is there anyone from the public who wishes to speak? All right.
No.
Hearing none, we'll... Okay, thank you. We'll go on to old business. Is Maria on?
I don't see her.
Okay. If she comes on, we'll go back to that, but I'm just going to then go on to item B, which is the radon update. Khalid?
Hi, good evening. I emailed Ty and Bond, my contact, Philip, Tuesday or Wednesday, and I haven't heard back. But on our for the final results, I haven't heard back. But on our part, the radon tests have been collected, and I believe now all we're just waiting to see what the results are. That was the nature of my email to him. So as soon as I hear back from Ty and Bond, we'll know what our next steps are there. But as far as I know, the tests were successful, and we're just waiting on the results.
Okay. Did they actually take the fans off the buildings and take them with them, or did they give them to
no,
you, or
this
are they
was
still there?
This was just the test that they delivered inside the units. The actual fans are still in place.
And are they working, or have they been turned off?
The fans have been turned off.
Okay. All right. So I don't have any more information than Khalid does. Any discussion on that?
Khalid, do you, so they got all the proper readings that they needed?
Yes, sir. And now we're just waiting for them to tell us like what those readings are so that we can know if the mitigation was successful or not. I reached out to them earlier this week, and I'm just waiting to hear back.
Yeah. That's an important step because sometimes they have to come back.
And exactly. So we have to hear from them to know what our,
good,
you know, next step is.
Good. Thank
absolutely
you.
Absolutely. All right. Thanks, Khalid. Any other discussion on that issue? Okay. Hearing none, I'm going to go down to item C under old business, discussion of heating bills at CC Manor, question of increase due to the radon treatment fans. So I know that there was one resident who sent me her last 3 months of bills. And I said to her that if she knew of other people, because I didn't have the names of anyone else who was saying that there was an increase in their bill. to call me or have them call me with their names, and I would ask for permission to go back 3 months in the bills. I haven't heard back from her, so the only thing I have is from that one particular resident. Khalid, do you have anything else?
Yes, I took. I liked your idea last time about the survey, so I used our call around service to survey the people of CC Manor where the fans were installed, and a few about four residents did respond that they thought their bills were higher than usual. So I gave them the steps to contact UI because since they're individual accounts, I can't request the bills. So I gave them the steps to call, and when I get all of that information, I will be able to show you guys. My honest opinion is that it was just a cold winter, but when we get all the paperwork, we'll be able to like accurately deduce that.
Sure. So four said yes, and how many said no? Did people respond no, or they just didn't bother?
Yes, I can actually tell you right here. Hold on, let me pull this up.
Okay.
The rest of CC Manor, basically, but let me give you that number.
Okay.
Sorry, one second. So my last campaign report. So yes, out of 37 residents, four said yes, they thought their bill was a little higher.
Okay, so that means 33 said no.
Correct.
Did all 33 answer?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. You know, I don't know what to say. It was an unusually cold winter. My own heating bills skyrocketed.
Same.
But
we're just when we get the information, I think we'll have a better picture and we can decide what to do then.
Okay. The one person that I heard from the most was saying that she needed to keep her heat on at 80 or 85 to get any heat. She also said that there was cold air blowing. Has anybody from maintenance gone out to take a look at that?
Yes. Constantly.
Okay.
And the apartment is constantly at 80 degrees. So if the thermostat says that your apartment is 80 degrees, your apartment is 80 degrees.
Wow.
Does that, at what, do we know at what temperature it triggers the air conditioning to go on?
I do not, but the temperature readings in the apartment from the particular resident you are referring to, we have a temperature gun, the thermostats in the unit work, it's 80 degrees in the unit. So I don't know what else I can do about that, to be honest.
All right. So...
I don't have my apartment at 80 degrees. That's very hot. So just context.
For sure. Not my house either.
Okay.
But commissioners, how do you want to proceed with this? Do you want to carry it over for a month and try to get some other information?
I don't think it's necessary. Only because, you know, with the numbers that the responses that we received, and if that one apartment is at 80, I mean,
it's gonna be a high
it
bill.
Was a cold winter. If you're going to keep it at 80, I mean, that might not be healthy either, but that's expensive.
Yes, without a doubt. I said to this person, my thermostats are at 67. I layer up, but
is that something maybe, Joyce could sit and talk to her about that? Or
Joan, resident service coordinator.
Joan, you mean Joan?
Yeah, Joan.
I could float that to Joan on Tuesday when she's back in, definitely.
You know, and just say, we discussed it, and yes, your bill is high, but it's not because of those fans.
Yeah, it's a usage issue, basically. Like, if it's up high, it's going to reflect that in the bill.
Yeah, I mean.
I guess the last thing I'm going to say is we do know for a fact that we've had maintenance out there to make sure that when she's got heat, it doesn't, that the fan doesn't automatically go on. I mean,
Absolutely.
at 80, it probably.
I can show you completed work orders, and I can show you even invoices from calling other services in to look at that specific unit that you were referring to. So, yes, every time
Okay,
we go to check,
perfect.
everything is fine.
All right, okay. So, commissioners, do you want to just let this go at this point?
Yeah, I'd like to know what Joan,
Okay,
what Joan has to say next month, if it's possible.
Definitely. I
sure,
can
we can put
definitely
it
still
back on
forward that
next
to
month.
Joan.
All right, so Bob, do you want to make that in the form of a motion?
I'll make a motion that we carry this over to the April meeting and discuss the heating bill in that one particular unit.
Okay, I'll
I
second
second.
that.
Oh, okay.
Any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? All right, motion carries. We'll carry it over. Need for the landscaping RFP, that's been on for a bit.
I'm not even going to lie. I haven't even looked at the RFP. I have the template of the one that I found that I dug up from the last time it was put out, but I've just been a little
Okay.
I haven't been able to update it, but I am going to try to get to that before spring hits, whenever that is. Doesn't seem like that's coming anytime soon.
It would be good because I know that there's been discussions about what we pay currently, even though they do a good
Yes.
job. I don't question the quality of their work. I just wonder if we might be able to do a little bit better. And maybe that's even a
Absolutely.
conversation to have with them.
I think so as well. I think I was even, I think I mentioned this to Bob when he came by the office the
Yeah.
other day. I would like, I am a fan of the work they do. I know that the residents sometimes that they don't clean the cars like previous companies have. So I can understand that
Correct.
frustration, but he's very communicative with me when we have these pop-up storms that come out of nowhere. So I would like to have the conversation with them about the rate as well, but I will try to get the RFP ready for the next meeting as well.
I think so because we're probably past the expiration date of the contract and we
Certainly.
really should be current with it. So we'll just keep that on the agenda too and
Yes,
hopefully
please.
we can get to that sooner than later. All right, any other discussion about the landscaping RFP? Okay. Then I'm gonna, well, Buddy, I think, has some, but we'll
Linda,
go on to 7B.
would you mind if I asked the residents on the call how they feel about the snow removal for the record?
Oh, sure. Go right ahead.
So any of the residents on the call, do you have any opinions about the snow removal from the landscapers this winter?
My only thing
Brenda?
is when it's melting, they don't come back and do the ramps. And walking
Okay.
with a cane, I have to, and it's very slippery for me.
Perfect. Okay, thank you so much. I can definitely let them know that.
That's important because
It
especially
is
people
important, exactly. And in the
low
mornings,
layers
I
or
usually have our maintenance staff go and salt, but that's important for me to let the landscapers know as well.
yeah, because
Okay.
I told them the last time because when I was coming home from somewhere, I was coming from the doctor and it was bad and I asked him to do it and he said sure and he did do it. Once I told him, he did clean it all the way down.
Perfect. Okay, that's good to know. Thank you, Miss Loretta.
Okay.
Okay, I'm just taking a note, extra salt after melting. Hi, any other conversation? Bernice, you're on. I think Joyce, you're on. Do you have any thoughts about the maintenance care? Okay, apparently
Okay.
not. So we'll go
Thank
on
you.
to, you're welcome. Seven, new business. 7A is the, well, you know what? If people don't mind, I'm going to bounce down to the added item, and that's help in the office.
Yeah.
Bob, do you want to lead with that?
Well, yeah, Colin and I, met last week, and he certainly needs, assistance. The position is really getting overwhelming. But so what I asked Colin to do was tell us where we can best help him and service, certainly, our the people that we serve. So, Khaled, I guess what we're asking is how can we best help you with another person and really get some of the take some of that load off while still ensuring good service for our clients.
Thank you. I think what's happening right now is like with the audit and with like all of the research and everything coming up, there's so much paperwork everywhere, and it's only me and Jessica in the office. I feel like just another set of hands for a couple hours throughout the day to put things where they need to go while the day is going on, because I mean, as soon as the phone rings, I'm immediately sidetracked. If I had like a day planned for me to get like, for example, my desk clean, just because I have things everywhere at the same time, like coordinating the maintenance, trying to get the research, trying to also do the audit. I just feel like my brain has a lot of departments in it, and I'm like losing it a little bit sometimes. So yeah, it's just like another set of hands in the office would be nice, even on like a part-time basis. For organization purposes, I there are th there there's there are drawers in there that I don't even think the last manager has even opened. So when I open them, I'm like, what is all of this?
So maybe we're talking about a part-time person with some math skills, or at least be
Not
able
even
to
math, just
consider.
organization. We just need to, oh, I just need to open every drawer in that office, figure out what is in them. If Marilyn needs them, if whoever needs them, I need them to go to those places. But I can't like allocate any time to that when I'm also like running the front of the show as well. Does that make sense?
It
It does. It does.
It does.
Thank you.
You
I
would
don't. Sometimes I don't know
probably
if I'm
though.
making sense.
You've been there for how long now? You've been there
In June, it's going to
going
be 2 years,
almost
and that
two.
sounds crazy.
I know it does, but it is. So after 2 years, if we had someone to do to kind of flip it, so that you, who probably would have a better idea of what they're asking for than somebody coming in new who had that you could do that, and the other person could coordinate the maintenance, the maintenance assignments, or show apartments for you, that kind of thing.
I mean, that sounds good too, to be honest. Even somebody to just, run the maintenance would be good as well, because sometimes that's my whole day as well. And then I got nothing done in my office because I'm just making sure that, we're trying to flip over our units or yeah, I just feel like I need another body to be able to get some of the workload done.
Okay,
Linda,
because I'm worried that if we bring in somebody who doesn't know that piece of
the
work,
clerical stuff that
isn't
we're
going to
back
know
to
what it
ground
is.
one. Yeah.
You would be training them first. So
Yes, that makes
it's,
sense.
I think I'm not saying it's easy to coordinate maintenance, but it's probably less complicated than trying to find documents, mathematical documents that they need for the audit.
Yeah,
Is
that makes
that really is
sense.
a priority?
I agree
What
with you
really
that
would
that
be
is the
good?
priority. That's really what I want to be focused on. But I mean, even today I got pulled and today was a whirlwind. So but I do want I need I Derby Housing needs to be focused on the audit right now, and so yes, I just need somebody else around so I can do that.
What exactly does Jessica do? Does she just
Jessica
answer
is
the phone?
she does our phones and she is our program clerk. Jessica coordinates the mate the she puts the work orders in when they come in on the phone. She coordinates the wait list. She sends out the letters. She's basically the receptionist and program clerk of Derby Housing. She handles all of that.
Okay, because I was going to say she's very competent. I think she can
She
do more
is.
than just answer phones, so
She
I'm
built
glad.
the entire, yeah, she does more than the phones, definitely. Jessica's valuable for sure.
Linda, I think
All right.
are we possibly talking about the same person to hopefully handle the maintenance part of it.
Oh, I don't know. I wasn't thinking about anybody in particular. Do you have somebody in mind?
No,
Oh,
I thought
well,
you.
maybe
I thought you did.
there is someone who's looking for a full-time job with us, and but I'm not sure. Are we ready to
Oh.
take on another full-time person?
No,
Well,
I'm not
maybe we
talking
could
about.
talk about the structure of, we can get together and talk about the structure of what the maintenance department needs to look like. Because
Sure.
if we could figure out, oh, maybe we don't need two full time. Maybe it's a part time and a full time, and then somebody who was doing the, for lack of a better word, the coordination, just so I can continue to focus elsewhere. Because the other problem is, even though with this audit is due, we gotta turn these units over. But that part of my report will be good. But that is also something I've been focused on, you know?
I think the reason that we got a pass with the audit is because we're in tax season, and the auditor was very clear that he and our fee accountants had to stop because they have private clients that they work on taxes for, and that's how we got a break. But it's been going on for a while. We're way past the date on this audit, and it's got to be a priority.
I agree.
So I think if you can focus on that and we can get someone to, Bob and I can come over, or Loretta and Bob can go over and make a plan as to what a part-time person would do. And again, just because very competent, she doesn't need to just answer phones if she's doing some of the other maintenance stuff. And we'll look to see where else you need help and see if we can get somebody in.
Linda,
Does that sound good, everybody?
it does.
Yeah.
Do we need the financial information from our,
The account.
from the
Yes.
accountant, just so we know, say, listen, we want to hire somebody at at a certain rate. So how many hours a week can we get? Because I do think, because I know if Colin gets a call and he needs to go to an apartment,
An apartment.
that's at least an hour to 90 minutes, at least,
Oh, sure.
even for the
For
minor
sure.
stuff. So take some, that takes away from, staying in the office and doing, that kind of paperwork that needs to get done. So this person I think would work closely with Jessica.
Yes. But
So
she
I
could
think
also
we.
go out. She could show apartments, or he could show
Sure.
apartments. Whoever it is can go out and show.
Absolutely.
They don't have to be
That's true. That's
stuck to
true.
a chair in the desk.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But we need
As
some
long as,
kind of financial outlook on what we can
yeah.
afford. And that would
All right.
really help us to hire somebody.
I'll try to reach Marilyn Ferris tomorrow and see what she thinks. I
All
mean,
right.
honestly, we have never run with two full-time maintenance guys. But it seems like at this point, well, I guess we can decide better when we listen to Khalid's report, but
Yeah, I think me and you can get on a call before you leave for the day with Marilyn tomorrow, Linda. I'd like that.
yeah, okay.
All right.
So what would the motion be then, to explore hiring a part-time person, role to be determined,
Correct.
but certainly to allow Khalid to do what he needs to do to get this audit done for sure.
Right.
And we can assess further from there.
Yep. Okay. So that's our motion. I'll second.
Any discussion on the motion? All in favor? Aye.
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 Opposed? All right. Motion carries. Subsidized housing coordinators report. Khalid, you've got the floor.
Everyone. I'm going to start with our open apartments because that is one of my biggest areas of ire right now because we have so many. We still have our 14 vacant apartments. However, we
Oh,
have partnered
gosh.
with a preferred who fixed our roofs at Lakeview last summer. And we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 apartments ready to be showed. That is my short-term goal for the rest of this month, is to have those 7 ready apartments be 7 filled apartments. I would also like to show the board 1 unit at each site before I fill them, just so you guys can see what we're doing, so you can see that I'm actually trying to turn these things over to make them look good.
Oh, sure. We've been talking about that for a while. We just
I
haven't set
know,
a
but I
date, and
like,
the
now that
weather
I have
hasn't
them ready, I
cooperated
mean it, and
either.
I want you to see how beautiful it is, and I think they re look really good. I wish Maria was on, because we're in the time frame where we need to set the standards for Steiger again, but I really don't, I'm not well versed in the language, so maybe I'll give her a call tomorrow as well, and then I'll shoot you guys an email about what we need to do about setting the Steiger standards for the new year.
Sure.
I think, and I also discussed the kind of chaos that I'm feeling in the office at the moment, so I think those are the three things that I have on my side. Wait, let me check the time. Yes, and radon, waiting for them to text to email us back. I mentioned that the roofs at Lakeview, now when the snow goes away, I would like to check the roofs at Lakeview. It's going to be very expensive. The plumbing at Steiger is another thing that we have to look at when the ground thaws. So those are just two things that I just want to keep mentioning before I get quotes on them.
Okay. So roof
Lakeview
at Lakeview and plumbing at
plumbing
Steiger.
at
When you say
Steiger.
plumbing, are we talking about all of them?
Yes, ma'am.
Aye, aye, aye. Okay.
I know. Yeah,
I wonder
so
if we can get some money. Have you talked to Ramses?
I am currently playing phone tag with Ramses. He's currently it. So as soon as I hear from him, we're going to make a plan, because also the radon thing is hinging on possible monies allowed from them as well. So as soon as we get in
Correct.
contact with each other, we'll be able to have a better plan with Chafa. So
Ramses is our Rhonda Caldwell. He's the new Rhonda
correct.
Caldwell
Yeah.
from Chapa. So, and I have never met him.
Same. I want,
I
and I
don't. I.
agree with you. I think you said last time we need to invite him to the office. 100%.
Yeah, definitely. I think he should meet us. We should meet him. He should look around. He should see units, and he should know that we've done a lot of work. There's still a lot of work to do.
Yeah.
All right. Any questions for Khalid?
No, I mean, I think next week would be a nice time for us to visit one of the vacant apartments.
Sure. That works for
Anytime,
me.
any day
Just
is good.
uh,
The weather's going to cooperate anyway.
yeah.
This weather has really been getting me good, so
Yeah.
it needs to cooperate.
All of us for sure.
For sure.
All right. So Khalid, set a date. Loretta, if you want, I'll come pick you up, and
Sure.
we'll go. We can just walk if there's some at Steiger. We can go look at them. We can just walk over.
Yeah.
But Khalid, we'll do that. Just send us a plan, and we'll be over to see them.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
You're welcome. So it looks to me like, unless I've missed something, we're at adjournment. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Can I
Well,
have a motion to adjourn then?
I'll make a motion that we adjourn at 7 p.m.
I second.
All right. Discussion on the motion. All in favor? Aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you so much, everybody. Good night.
Good
Good
night.
night. Bye-bye.
Bye.